Let us bow our heads for prayer. And actually, we may rise for prayer. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of life. You are in control over the big things of the world, the universe, the stars, the galaxies, but even the simple things in life. Every breath that we take, every smile that we have, the food that we share in life. Lord, we thank you for your presence in every single moment in Sabina's life, for the way that you worked through her, your love and peace and comfort throughout this entire family. Lord, we pray that your presence would continue to walk each step of the way with the Minor family. For Mal, that he would have a sense of your presence, Lord. That also you'd work through us to bring peace and comfort to him. Lord, also for Michael and Matthew and their families, we thank you for the memories that you've given to them, but also now, Lord, that you'd work peace and unity and hope in their lives so that they can lead on that legacy that Sabina passed on. Lord, we also pray for a clear picture for us as we mourn her passing, for her friends. That we would be comforted knowing that you have not just left death and what happens once we die to chance, but you sent your son Jesus to die for us, and that you've painted a clear picture of what will be, of how it could be for us. Lord, send us with your presence today. Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus, and for the special prayer that he taught us that we pray together today. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.